Hi, Dozers. My name is Paige Payne. I work here on the Vista campus in the high school ministry and in the young adult ministry. And today we are in the Lord's Prayer in Luke 11. Oh no, I lost my spot. All right, we're there. And really, something that's interesting about kind of society and the way that we operate and the way that they have operated for many years in the past is that the way that we address someone, the title that we give someone, the words that we use to call attention of someone else, they really matter. And it kind of always throws me off when people use the wrong thing. Something that always makes me laugh or giggle or anything, or that I realize like, oh, that just was so off. That's so funny, is when a child uses their parent's first name. Like they've realized that their parent's name isn't simply mom or dad to everyone else, but that their dad might have a normal name like Steve or Jim or something. Hi, Steve's and Jim out there. But that just like always makes me laugh. Or my husband gets so thrown off when I call him Austin. He's like, what? Am I in trouble? Because we use so much more like relational words to catch another person's attention or to address someone else. And so there's kind of that like, are we on first name basis? Well, are we past first name basis, you know? And when a child calls their parent anything other than dad or mom, something just seems off because Jim isn't who they are to them. It's dad, you know? Mom is who they are to them, not this whatever name they have. And so as we get into the Lord's Prayer, what's really interesting is that there are many times where disciples ask Jesus a question, and I believe that there are actually only three times that Jesus gives them an answer, and this is one of them. And it's in the Lord's Prayer, and it's when the disciples ask Jesus, Jesus, teach us how to pray. Will you please just teach us how to pray? And this is what Jesus says. He says this, when you pray, say, so this is the command. When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. And there are very few times where I get through this without being so profoundly struck by the title that we are invited to address and catch the attention of God in, which is Father. And he could have said, call me King, call me Master, call me Messiah, which would only indicate that we come to him as subject or servant or as the people who were saved by you. All things that are really true about who God is to us, that he is a king who is all-powerful, that he's a master who deserves the lordship in our life, and that he is the Messiah, he's the one who has saved us from everything, that it is through Jesus himself that we even can have the confidence to approach the throne of grace, as it says in Hebrews. And that in our life submitting to Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection means everything to us, we then get to be adopted as sons and daughters into the family of God. And he says that. He says, that's actually the most important thing, that while I am your king and while I am your master and while I am your savior and all of those things, those are done. Come to me. I'll be your father and you'll be my child. And really, this is a bid from Jesus and from the Father that we get to go into deep, intimate, real relationship with God. That we no longer have a spirit of fear as we approach a throne of a God who is all-powerful, who is holy, who is majestic, who is all-loving and all wrathful and all of that. And we as people who are adopted, who have our faith and our confession in Jesus and in his resurrection, that we get to go there as child. I think about all the times that I miss that I miss the relationship with Jesus because I'm busy being the servant or because I'm busy being the person who like always needs saving, which is true. And God just says, like, come and just be my child. Come into conversation with me as child. So that's our invitation today. And I hope that you join me on that because that is where a real rich relationship with God comes from.